Harih Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryan Karavavahai Tejasvinavarhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Okay, so Chaitanya Upanayanam, Lalita Madhava, and we're on page 19, verse 4. Krishna, so we saw is that they're coming back from the field, like that, and so just in a few comments, then they're already back. And when they get to Braj, then Baladev says, oh, we should go take our bath in the Jamuna. So then he exits, right? And so then we see, then Kundalata comes on, and then there's this whole scene with that. Does that make sense? You know, because the point is Balaram, he takes care of the cowherd boys. Yes. Like that. Krishna has his rasa with the cowherd boys, but Balaram's actually the head of the cowherd boys. Yes. So therefore, then when Krishna goes with the gopis, then Balaram takes care of them.
Yes.
And they're completely absorbed. So only the confidential ones, they may notice, but then their part, they go with the pastimes.
Yes.
Like that. Krishna, going ahead, he speaks with longing. The soft tinkling of Vishaka's loosened sash bells, which is Cupid's unlimited archery practice, produces the sound of a twanging string of Cupid's flower bow in my mind, looking to left. O friend, Kuntalata spoke the truth. I have not experienced the sweetness of Radha today, therefore I will go and satisfy my mother. He exits. Jashoda enters, surrounded by Purnamasi, Gargi, Rohini, and others. Right, so then this scene is already done. Right? So now we've gone into the next. So you see how cleverly the scenes change. You don't have to close curtains, you don't have to do anything like that, you don't have to change the sceneries. It's just that by how they're talking, that's the whole thing. You keep everybody so engaged in what's going on in the words and in the acting, that it just naturally flows into the other.
Yes.
So with the Vedic, it's not the conclusion of it's not the conclusion of a particular event, a progress of an event. It's the completion of a progress of a rasa.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Because you could say, well, what happened to, you know, this and him going back and all these other things. You know, and you don't have, does that make sense? So that's the whole thing, is you'll see in these, they'll come up to the point where the rasa has been attained. And then it will, like this, just switch into the next scene. Because it's about the taste of the rasa, because that's the whole point. You're dealing with the consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just because mechanically you went through the whole things very nicely and then logically, okay, this went here, that went there. It's not here. It's that with the rasa goes and it just moves, you don't worry about that.
Yes.
You know? So much of the time people are setting up and trying to establish these things that there's, you know, something beforehand. Like, you'll see in the beginning of something, the program, that somebody does something. You don't know why they're doing it, but they do it and they've done it and okay, and it's just normal. But you'll see at the end, then they use it in some wild way that you would think if you had just seen at the end, they can't do that. But you've already seen them do it at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to get all these things in place because that the logic of the sequences is what's important.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Vedic, it's about changing the conscious. So it's the logic of the rasa that's important. So it's quite a different approach. Means both of them will give experience, but you see, one's giving experience just on the tastes,
yes.
and these other things assist it. Or the other, it's about the logical unfolding. Oh, that couldn't happen. Oh, this wouldn't do. People talk like that in the modern stuff. You know? So it's a matter of bringing into the poetic, which gives a great effect, and then the rasa, and then one doesn't worry about these things. Like I remember, I think it was a stage performance of Lion King. So you have to have all the animals and all that. But they just have a few actors. So they made this kind of contraption. It was like a wheel. You know, two wheels. And it had all these small, like, antelopes and other animals on the wheel. So what the person would roll the wheel. And when it come, they would come up. Like, you know how they'd come and they bounce? You know, all these animals, and they'd come up like this, and just roll like that. You know, and someone would say, oh, see all the animals. And so it's because it's poetic. You know, if someone had just come out there with a bunch of animals and gone like this, you go, this is really stupid. You know, my kid does that. You know, but they do. They bring into like a poetic, and then immediately then it has more effect than if they had tried to actually show it. No? So that's the whole thing. The Veda relies more on that. The staging has to rely more on that. And so then the more that it emphasizes the rasa, the easier it is. But that means then the playwright and the actors have to be better. Right? Krishna.
Maharshi, the audience is just trying to invite the rasa.
Yes, yes.
Means for the audience must be just receptive.
Yes, they have to be receptive.
Process, not so, to try to intellect.
No, because how are you going to do that? You know, yeah, you know. How he was just walking, and now suddenly, in 1 minute, now they're suddenly back. You know, how is this? You know, what happens? Okay, yeah, you want to sit here for 5 hours while the cowherd boys walk back from the fields and take an hour just to do that? Yes. You know, so you have to be able to do it very, very nice, because you don't have the thing where you can just cut scenes and move out and blackouts and all that like you do in the cinema. You have to actually to be able to make it flow. So these are eternal principles. So you see is that within even in the modern drama, those who are good at it use these kind of principles. But because the emphasis may not be as much on the rasa, then you know they'll have to use cleverness. But here you see is that there's a reason. Oh, I'm going to go, because of this, I'm going to go find Mother Jashoda. And so then he goes, right? Krishna, going ahead, he speaks with longing. Oh, no, we just did that. He exits. Jashoda enters, surrounded by Purnamasi, Gargi, Rohini, and others. Jashoda, my friend Rohini, I do not know why my son is late. Kundalata entering, smiling. Right, she was there before she went off. Mm-hmm. And then Krishna still says some things. So then when he goes off, then they come on, then Kundalata comes on. Right? Oh, mother, do not lament. He is delayed because the Devata women in beautiful airplanes are worshipping him with showers of blossoming flowers. You know? So you know, if you say the Devatas, that's why all these things are there, because, you know, they take care and they do all these wonderful things. But at the same time, she can be referring to all the gopis.
Yes.
And that because they're worshiping showers of blooming flowers. That means their blooming face, their eyes, their smiles, like that. Because they won't come out, because it's all parakia, but they'll be back in the, you know, on the tops of their houses, back in the bushes, things like that. So they'll be able to see, and Krishna sees, but the cowherd boys don't see, and no one else sees. You know, Balaram knows is there, but he just doesn't pay attention and keeps the cowherd boys busy. Right? Because he's servant of Godhead. So that's what his service. You know. Rohini, today I saw that the Apsaras, on seeing the beauty of the young girls, Chandravali and Radha, became jealous since they were defeated by their beauty. Right? So here you're introducing how beautiful they are, because everybody knows Apsaras are supposed to be nice, right? So then Radha and Chandravali are even better, and they're getting jealous. Jashoda, the jasmine of Chandravali and the Madhavi creeper of Radha fulfill my desires by their qualities and fragrance. But the younger girl...
Younger means Radha, she's referring to...
Oh, but the younger girl, like my own child, delights the bees of my eyes with the sweetness of her beauty. Footnote 12. Yukti is to make proper decision about the purpose. Here, all the best qualities with the most quantity are found in Radha. Therefore, making such decision or conclusion is called yukti. Right? Remember, that's one of the aspects within the bija, no?
Mm-hmm.
Is yukti, you make a conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
So then the conclusion that has been established here is that Radha is the best. Right? Purnamasi. Oh, Jashoda, all people of Gokula feel like this. Gargi. Oh, Kundalata, why do you always bring Radha to Jashoda's house? Jashoda. Hearing that Durvasa, so because otherwise then you're going to say, you know, she's married, why is she always coming to the house? You know, sometimes they come and visit and that. She's the queen of Vrindavan, they come and visit. That's not, but why does she always come? And Kundalata is bringing, right? So Jashoda is saying, hearing that Durvasa gave the blessings to Radha, that whoever ate her cooking would have long life, I call here to cook for Krishna. So it's nothing to do with the Kundalata. She's just, you know, being the, you know, the assistant. Purnamasi. Oh, Jashoda, suspecting Krishna, Jatila suffers. Jashoda laughing. Why does she worry about a boy still drinking mother's milk? You know, meaning he's so small, right? Because in her mind, even he's, you know, full-blown youth and out dancing with the gopis, in her mind, he's just a little kid. Like that, because that's what, you know, that small little kid, the smiles, and that's what is, he's that. You know? Kundalata softly. It is also true that her little son treated Govardhan like a small ball. But, but that's just the way she sees. That's the yoga maya, right? Verse 42. Purnamasi. Seeing Krishna in joy. A sapphire gem mined from the quarry, Jashoda, qualified as the crown jewel of the whole universe, appears in front of us. Krishna entering. Right, so she sees Krishna, but then Krishna hasn't necessarily entered. Or he's just entered, but here it says he's entered. Because she can say this and Krishna's not there. Because otherwise Krishna comes on, we'll think, oh, here's Krishna, this and that. But if she speaks first, it already sets the mood in the mind of the quality of Krishna and all that. And then immediately he enters. So timing is important. You know, that's why I was saying before, everything's by time. So the music being playing and all those things like that, but also the acting and all the lines, everything has to be in time. Because otherwise, if Krishna comes and then she says like this, you know, so. Krishna entering. Oh, mother, wipe away your tears. I am here. Rohini, offering arduti. Oh, child, your mother has intense affection for you, placing her eyes on the path trod by the cows. Somehow she has passed over 6 hours of the very long day. You are her only friend. Make your mother happy by embracing her. Krishna, he places his head in her lap. Oh, mother, give me your jeweled ornaments. He plays like a child with them. Purnamasi. Oh, Krishna, Jashoda, by most pure streams of milk mixed with the honey of her affection, flowing from the pots in the form of her breasts, is washing away the dust raised by the cow's hooves, which covers the painted panthers on your body, derived from minerals found in the mountains. In this way, she bathes you with fresh items. Kundalata, with joyful smile. Hare Krishna. Oh, Krishna, drink the sweet milk of the queen of the milk of the queen, since you are tired from playing so much in the various forests. Jashoda, child, why are you laughing? Look, till today you have not surpassed your childhood. Thus is it a fault to drink my breast milk. Kundalata, oh, Purnamasi, Jashoda is telling the truth. Today he played in the Maharasa with all the young girls. Jashoda, or Purnamasi, what is this Maharasa? Krishna looks at Kundalata with an embarrassed frown. Purnamasi, smiling. Oh, Jashoda, It is a type of dance performed during play. Right, because Purnamasi always has to adjust everything. Kundalata aside, the thirsty Chakori, trapped in a cage, suffers for a long time. O moon, go to the Ashoka Grove. Footnote 13. It also means, O Lord Radha. Off stage. I am suffering intense pain from not seeing your moonlight face. Come, child, and cool me quickly with the sandalwood of your embrace. Krishna, desiring my welfare, my father waits over there. I will give him joy. He exits with Yashoda and others. Kundalata, walking. Right, so they leave, but Kundalata seems to have stayed. Right? Kundalata, walking. By good fortune, Lalita has brought Radha to the forest, to the cane forest. Radha, my friend Lalita, glorify this night which has arrived, since by its cover your desires for happiness will sprout. Lalita, the night is called that which produces bliss. Kundalata, approaching. Oh, Lalita, today, just as night has approached, you did not worship Krishna with the lotus of your slightly smiling glance. Radha, with hair standing on end. Oh, Lalita, I heard the name Krishna. Just hearing the name drives me mad. Footnote 14. Parinyasa is when the completion of bija narrated with conviction. Here, with the word being insane, indicates the completion of bija. Therefore, it's called parinyas. Right? So you have the nyasa and parinyasa. So that brings it to the point about the affection between the two and trying to bring them together. Also in here is that you see is that everybody walks off, but they don't all walk off, because if everybody walks off, it's in the end of an act. Right? So somebody has to be coming and going during this time. So Kundalata, it appears that she stayed. The others went. But then we see Radha in that. It doesn't say they came on the stage. There's a possibility they were in one of those side stages.
Yes.
You know, they can be on the side stage. They can come up there and start talking, Kundalata can be doing her thing. You know? And then she can see, she's brought her to that cane forest. So then she's going to that place.
Yes.
And then they can come on. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So this way you have, that's the advantage of these stages, that something that you want prominent, it's always on the main stage. But then you have the aspect is if it's not prominent, you know, or, you know, it means there's something else that's main, it can happen on the side stage. So you can have something from the main stage move to the side stage. You can start from the side stage and then move to the main stage. And even in Chaitanya Chandradharinatika, you have something where there's two side stages are used. Somebody comes on, then they move to a side stage, someone else comes on to the side stage, then the main thing comes off, then the side stages disappear. Is that? Yeah. Kundalata, this is the real nature of a superior object. Having enjoyed it greatly, a person feels as if they had never enjoyed it previously. Kundalata means it's ever fresh, right? Because other things, you know, once you deal with it, you don't want to deal with it again. Or maybe you want it to, and then that's it. But this is every time it's fresh. Kundalita. Oh, Kundalata, this applies not only to exceptional objects, but objects of deep love. At every moment, a person one sees becomes newly experienced at every moment. You know, so they're also bringing out all the taste, the rasa, also the philosophy. So that's the whole thing, is that we're saying elevate the consciousness. It's not just that they're just enjoying something, but you're interjecting very nicely all the principles, like all Krishna's qualities, Radha's qualities, the other's qualities. All these things have all been brought out in these nice conversations, but in a poetic way. It's not just saying something. That's the problem. The moderns is sometimes when they try to do this, it becomes a little forced, because they don't use poetry. You know, when they use poetry, then it works very nicely.
Maharaj,
yes.
This one is the stage of Anuraga just before Mahabharata. That
every moment of yours.
Okay. Yeah, no, you should put that into the footnote. Yeah. Radha, oh, Lalita, why do you speak without answering me? Lalita, oh friend, all glories to the moon of the Braja women. He is that fresh youth whose bodily luster mocks the pride of all the jewels of the Mahendra mountain, and whose flute eagerly breaks the lock on the sashes of the purest girls. Radha, crying, I have fortunately heard of him. I should be able to see him for a moment. Kundalita, oh Radha, you have become confused because of longing. You met him along with Vishaka at the beginning of last evening. Radha, my dear friend, has made me remember just that one time Prince of Gokul, like a flash of lightning, astonished the eyes of this unfortunate person. Footnote 15. Reinjection of the seed is called Samadhana. Here, since the seed of attraction is injected again by Radha herself, therefore is called Samadhana. Right, so they showed the attraction, and then you're bringing the whole thing back about that relationship between them, saying since the bija then is about that their affection. Krishna enters. Krishna, the sound of Lalita's ornaments surpasses the chirping of chataka birds. How astonishing! The sound has made me enter into pastimes in the cane grove within my heart. Krishna, again listening with hair standing on end. The jingling of Radha's ornaments, whose sweet vibrations stun the cries of passionate cranes, intoxicated with love while flying in the sky, produces the highest transformations in my heart. Footnote 16. The wise men have said that complete attainment of happiness is called prapti. Here Krishna is attaining happiness by hearing Radha's tinkling anklets is prapti. Right, so you see, when we go through this, all this is so natural. It's just a natural. That's why then the drama has all these angas. Because when you touch on all these angas in this section, then the whole rasa comes out so nicely. The whole thing unfolds very nicely. So that's the whole point. The logicalness is how you connect together the 12 angas, the 12 limbs of bija, you know, of showing how Radha and Krishna's affection for each other. And you see how nicely it's done. He's been with the coward boys, the Balaram, then he's with Kundalata, and then, you know, that discussion there, because she can be with the others. Because being a cousin, sister, and all that, and a relative, she can walk in when Balaram and that, and the coward boys are there, right? Because they're villagers. They're not, you know, sadhus or something. And then, you know, they all go, and then there's some discussion, then she goes, then Krishna goes, then Mother Jashoda and that, then Nanda Baba calls, and all these things. And so now you see Lalita and Radha there, then Kundalata comes, now Krishna comes. And so all these different little segments. And within that, all these nice things come out. Right. So, Radha in astonishment. Oh friend, in front of us, is this some astonishing Vishwakarma who breaks the stones of chaste women's dharma with the chisel of his many sharp, long glances, while simultaneously constructing meeting places with millions of sapphires? Footnote 17. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.1.186. Lalita, O friend, this is the Lord of your life. Radha. So here, he could have come on, and he says, oh, he hears all this, because he's not right there with them. So they could still be in that side stage.
Yes.
You know? And that. And then at some point, they'll come to the main stage. Or even if they can, they'll be on one side, and they'll be completely on the other. Yes. You know? So you're dealing with two different scenes at once here. You know, going on. Radha, in a condition of unmada, O slender wasted friend, is he a moon who causes the lotuses of the gopis to blossom? Is this a festival of the air apparently appearing in Gokula? Is he the spring season giving joy to the cuckoo of my mind? He splashes my two eyes with waves of nectar. Footnote 18. When the heart becomes full of astonishment by hearing lots of praiseworthy qualities, it is called Paribhavana. Here it is Paribhavana because of Krishna's extraordinary qualities such as acuteness, loveliness, etc. Krishna in astonishment. Is this some astonishing magic which continually increases the desire in my heart with waves of rasa? Ah, I understand. It is an auspicious pond flowing with the sweet play of long glances. Looking again. In Vraja, in front of me, shines a pond full of water, of the purest anuraga, with a hairline like Shaivala buds, with two breasts like Chakravaka birds, with hands, feet, and face like five blossoming lotuses, with arms like water lily stems, and with eyes like two safari fish. Radha, O friend, I do not know why I am getting dizzy. Give me your hand for support. Lalita, O friend, do not fear. She places Radha's hand on her shoulder. Krishna approaching. O Radha, seeing your shining face, the shameful moon, becoming thin, performs austerities within Lord Shiva's locks, sprinkled by waves of the Ganga in order to attain your beauty. Footnote 19. Vilobhana is to describe the qualities of the actors and so on. By having a description of Radharani's beauty and quality, it is understood that there is Vilobhana in this text. Radha, O Lalita, save me. Krishna, when your glance wilts, I wilt. When your glance is joyful, I become joyful. You have brought Krishna under control by your dark glances. Radha, with choked voice, O Kundalata, take off my attractive crown. I am so unfortunate, always under control of my elders. Jatila, entering, O great bewilderer, you have led all the young girls of Gokula from the path of Dharma. Only the bride is strong because of my son's pious acts. Protect her from even saying your name. Taking Radha, she exits with her. Krishna, my beloved has departed. I will go and gather the cows. All exit. Right, so that's the end of the act. So that's then the end of the act.
Yeah. Quite intense.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole point, is if it's not intense, how is it going to be a drama? How will it have effect? Act 2, killing Shankachuta. Vrinda enters looking at the sky. The moon, master of the night, sinking down with feeble rays, desires to go west. Jupiter, becoming pale, becomes extremely fatigued. All the stars becoming thin, desire to disappear. Clearly the end of night has come by the will of the controller. Walking. The loud sound from the pastime of churning the yogurt rises up to the city of the devatas and makes them remember the churning of the milk ocean. Looking in front. Malati churns the yogurt, making her bracelets jingle by energetically extending and contracting her hands as she pulls the rope, while the churning process produces deep sounds and the room becomes colored by the splashing foam. Looking to the side, she smiles. When the deep darkness of night wanes, Polly wilts with sorrow. With lowered head, her braid falling on her shoulder, glancing slightly in all directions with quivering eyes, covering her face, frightened, she goes to the village from the bower. Looking in another direction with surprise, wearing Krishna's cloth, the friend of his lotus navel, around her waist, decorated with his huge necklace, which associated with Srivatsa on his chest, placing his Makara earrings in her ears, and carrying designs made by his chakra-marked hands on her cheeks, Shyamala returns to Gokula. Looking in another direction with lamentation, her hair is still tied, lips still red, and intricate patterns eloquently drawn on her limbs, Padma, with sorrowful face and exhausted limbs, returns home, clearly spurned in love. Offstage. When the jasmines bloom in the pastime bower, she becomes joyful. When the night jasmine blossoms fall, she stumbles. When the groves of lotuses close their petals, she closes her eyes. What can you say? Do not laugh while seeming to offer respects. Vrinda, it seems Padma's friends are scolding Krishna. Offstage, somehow I have passed this night lying awake on the ground, inundated with worries like coals burning my heart. Vrinda, is that Purnamasi standing in front? Purnamasi, entering, reciting, inundated with worries like coals in my heart. How did Vrinda arrive here first? I will approach her. Right, because you also, on the stage, as we mentioned, in the back you have two doors. So that way one person can be, and that wherever they'll be and they're walking and moving, then if you have this kind of thing like this, it's a distance thing, then whichever side they're on, the other one will enter on the other door. So then I'll approach her. Because when she walks in, she's seeing Vrinda, but not necessarily the other way around. It's not like she walks in and right here you are. So that's the thing, is you can create all these distances and all that kind of things. That's the point, is that you're creating the experience of distance. You don't require distance. So when Krishna is performing his pastimes, it's not dependent on time and space. Like that, you know. We are dependent, like there, they come back from the fields. It can be that quick.
Yes.
You know, of course, then we have to, you know, so we feel, okay, but how can it be that? Oh, okay, yes, the lotus opens and closes, and that makes it quick. And all. But Prabhupada said, no, don't look at it like that. That may be mechanically how it's working, but it's just, there's a taste. So however long that taste is, that's how long it will take. So it might take a moment, it might take a longer time. So it's not that, it's by Krishna's will it's moving at that space. And then Balaram, then through the Kriya, and then the Jnana Shaktis, they arrange the things. So that's the thing, is our need for explaining time and space will always detract from the rasa. You know, it's only when our intelligence is satisfied that it's logical, then it's good. But no, it's good despite our being able to appreciate it.
Maharishi sees one aspect of the drama to help the audience to go beyond time and space and just.
Yes. It's you'll have that aspect because you're dealing with the transcendental pastimes. But the point being is that you can get experience without time and space being logical.
Yes.
That's the whole point. And so then we can appreciate than the eternal pastimes. But if for us everything has to be exact and this and that and all making sense and all, then it may or may not be able to be appreciated. So as much as possible for people who think like that, Purnimasi arranges it like that. But at the same time, it's not necessary. The pastime is not dependent on it being logical by material calculation. You know, that is X amount of distance from here. Like, he's you know, in one place, you know, in Raman Reti with the cows. Like that. And so they leave Raman Reti, and then they, at the beginning of the drama, and start back. Right? So then starting back, then we see, there's, you know, a few lines, and then they're back. So that's the point, is that it does not need to make sense of, but that's, how could that happen so quickly? That's the important thing. It's rasa is what's important. The taste. And so, therefore, time and space serve Krishna.
Yes.
Therefore, the time goes quicker. And that, or Krishna's dancing with the gopis. It's a night of Brahma.
Yes.
It gets longer.
Yes.
Like that. Yes.
Also, I have to see in my father's village. From here to maybe up till the Tivovipi is a village. Everybody's home is there.
Right.
Just when that ends, it's all fields.
Right.
And the women never go beyond that in general.
Yes.
Unless they are going for work. And from there up till maybe Krishnanagar or whatever, it is fully fields completely.
Right.
It's all is the forest. As soon as you go beyond that, then it's done.
Yes.
They're into already like that.
I mean, the whole mood is not about how much space is.
Yes, yes. It's just that there's you go up to here like Mother Jashoda, seeing off Krishna. She'll come up to the edge of the village. She won't just see him off at the house and, yeah, see you later. She goes to the edge of the village. And then from there, then he goes. So there's a mood.
Yes, like here. Huh? And then outside. Eastern and outside.
Yes.
Outside again, you're already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's why you stay inside. So, yeah, you stay inside and this and that is complete in itself. You move around, all the things are there, everything's there. You know, so that's why, that's how it's made up, is that life is complete in itself. So the natural form is like that. You know, it's that more natural setting and you have everything like that. And then, as we were discussing like last night, the most artificial would be, I think they're all over, but I saw them in Hong Kong. You have these huge 50-story high-rises, and it has like two or three towers, all right connected to each other. You know, just very short space. The bottom X amount of floors are all shops. So everything that someone in that building would require to buy for daily, you know, things, all their food and this and regular stuff, and all, it's all there. That they never have to leave the building. They're made like that, complete. So it's a village. It just happens to be sitting on a plot, you know, maybe, I don't know, you know, five or six times the size of this building, you know. But it's a full village. There's 10,000 people in that building. You know, it's ridiculous, but yeah. So the idea is people do that. You do. People, you know, when it pick an area that's kind of complete in itself. Old cities you see is that people live on that first floor, and the ground floor, that's where the shops are. You know, that's the old cities are like that. New cities don't necessarily like that, but the old cities. So therefore, you can, from your place, go down and walk around and get everything you need and come back. Well, you know, places like L.A. and stuff like that, you have to get in the car and drive. You just need a little bit of milk. You have to get in the car and drive because it's not set up like that. You know, it's weird. But what to do? Vrinda, offering respects. Oh, Purnamasi, why are you worrying at this time? Purnamasi, oh child, Uddhava, the best of advisors from Mathura, said to me, evil Kamsa, calling Arista, Keshi, and others, ordered them with respect. Oh, friends, there's a rumor going around everywhere that Putana, stealer of youth, I guess youthful infant girls or
young.
Or a stealer of youth and infant girls, or some, I don't know, was killed by an attractive infant in Nanda Gokul. I suspect that the young boy, the cause of greatest danger to me and the cause of good fortune to the young girl, resides there. Young girl, a young girl? Okay. Gokul is now called as Vrindavanam. You too should carefully discover the truth. Vrinda, then what happened? Purnamasi, realizing the astonishing nature of Radha and Krishna, Keshi faithfully went and informed Kamsa, who then began besieging Gokula with a desire to get Radha. Vrinda, in fear, then what happened? Purnamasi, then Arista told Kamsa the news of Radha's marriage. Kamsa, without concern, sent his great friend Shankachuda, an evil yaksha, to kidnap the girl. Verse 9. Vrinda, your worries are quite appropriate. If Rod is attacked by some wicked person, this will cause grief in the three worlds. If all the young girls who perfume the directions with their good qualities are burnt by the fiery torch of the wicked, who would not feel pain? How much more pain will they then experience if Radha is attacked by evil Kamsa? This will cause worry that will afflict the whole universe. Kundalata, entering in confusion. Or Purnamasi, it is simply amazing. Purnamasi, what is amazing? Kundalata, I saw the rising sun god near Govardhan Mala's house. Vrinda, joyfully. O Purnamasi, do not worry. Because Radha has worshipped the sun for a long time, and the sun is attracted by the friendship of Vrishabhanu, her father, the sun has come to protect her. Purnamasi, that is not the sun. It must be a yaksha siding with Kamsa. Kundalata. It cannot be a yaksha, since it is very difficult to look at. The intense light agitates the eyes. Purnamasi. This is light from something else. It is his natural effulgence. Kundalata. Where does the light come from? Purnamasi. From his crest jewel. Vrinda. From where did the person get this great jewel? Purnamasi. This life-giving jewel, which is the basis of all jewels, was stolen by the superintending guard of Kuvera's great treasury. Vrinda. O Purnamasi, Radha will go today, on Sunday, to the sun god's temple. You must prevent her. Kundalata. O Vrinda, she has departed for that place long ago from her house. Purnamasi. O Kundalata, you should by some means quickly bring Krishna there. We will go and bring Balaram. She leaves with Vrinda. Interlude. Kundalata. Walking. Radha is coming with Jatila, Lalita and Vishaka. Radha and others enter. Radha to herself. Oh, my heart, do not get excited. It will be difficult to see your lover here. Kundalata. Oh, Radha, you have come at the auspicious third part of the day. Jatila, angrily. Fickle girl, do not say loudly the name of Radha. Hearing it, Krishna will come. Lalita, smiling. The respected woman speaks the truth. Jatila. Oh, Lalita, I will go first to clean the temple of the sun god. She walks. Radha. Oh, Kundalata, you must know, where is your cousin? Footnote 20. Kundalata was married to the son of Upananda, brother of Nanda, so that means Krishna, who is so difficult for us to see. Where is he playing? Kundalata. Oh, greedy one. Day and night you enjoy with him, but even then you long for him. Radha. Oh, friend, enough of this joking. You are fortunate, since you can drink to satisfaction his astonishing sweetness with your eyes without interruption. Since we have not done pious acts at all, we cannot even hear about him. Right, so Kundalata can stand there in front of all the elders and everyone and sit and look at Krishna and be happy and interact. But they can't, because they're married to someone else. But she, being the cousin, sister, then there's no problem. Kundalata. O Radha, those who are submerged in an ocean of nectar have such continual thirst. Right, so we see is that Kundalata's glorifying, Radharani's fortune. And Radharani's feel unfortunate and glorifying Kundalata, that she's so much more fortunate. Then Kundalata glorifies Radha. Radha, you do not know the suffering of others. Speak one truthful statement. When will the auspicious time come when, even if it is only in a dream, it will be easy for me to see him momentarily? Why desire for what cannot be attained? O Kundalata, be merciful. Offer for a moment to this fortunate suffering soul the pious edge of your left eye, which experienced that dark moon. Kundalata, looking as if with hatred. Enough of this speaking. While desiring other men, running, approaching Jatila. O Jatila, why don't you look for the first Brahmana that comes who can perform the sun worship for you? Right? So Kundalata, because everything will be covered here, right? Because she's saying, enough of this talk about, desiring other men and all this. But then she's going to make the arrangement, right? She's been asked to make the arrangement, but she doesn't say. She's going, oh, yes, I'll make arrangements. No, she just immediately says, why are you talking about all these things? Then she immediately goes to Jatila and says, oh, you should get the first Brahmin that comes, to help with this sun worship. Kundalata, you speak the truth. Be merciful and bring one learned Brahmin. Right, so why don't you look for the first Brahmin? For the first Brahmin that comes. Okay, because it's connected. So she's saying, yes, so why don't you go find, right? Because it's she's getting, but she's giving the order, and then like, Kundalata, I will do as you say. Exits. Lalita.
Sorry. also Kundalata is little elder to both of them, so she's the one who can prank or pull.
Oh, she's elder to Lalita and... Yeah, okay.
She could prank on everybody.
Okay.
On Krishna, on Radha,
okay.
Because she has that position.
Okay. Lalita. Oh, my friend Radha, the temple has been cleansed by Jatila. Therefore, worship the sun god. Radha, offering respects to the sun god. Oh, Lord, please show me my beloved. Krishna dresses a Brahmin, enters with Madhu Mangal and Kundalata. Right? Because Madhu Mangal, he's a Brahmin. You know, like that. And so then another Brahmin is with him. Then, you know, he hangs out with Brahmins. That's perfectly normal. Plus, Madhu Mangal will be one of the confidential friends.
Yes.
So in these pastimes, he can take part.
Yes.
Krishna, seeing Radha in front, he speaks in aside. She is the Ganga meant for pastimes of the elephant of my mind. She is the bright autumn moon for the chakoras of my eyes. She is the attractive necklace of stars for decorating the sky of my chest. Having strong desires for her, I have attained this Radha. Radha, seeing Krishna from a distance, she speaks in aside. Right, so again, you're going to have that little bit of distance. And so then they can speak these asides to the audience, you know? Like that. Oh friend, who is this youth, dark like a cloud, fearless and restless as a mad elephant? From where has he come to Vraja? He has stolen the treasure of my self-control from this treasure house of my heart, using the thieves of his eyes. Looking again. Misfortune, I made a mistake. Lalita, look, seeing that brahmachari, my injured heart became agitated. The atonement for this sin is to enter fire. Footnote 21. The incidents which cause either happiness or distress are known as vidhana by the learned. Here Radha felt miserable by taking the person as a Brahmin, but becomes happy when she finds out that was not... it was no other than Krishna himself. This is the symptom of vidhana, right? So another anga. So she becomes very miserable thinking, she's thinking, oh, this person is like that because she's thinking of Krishna. Then she looks again away. This is a Brahmin. What a brahmachari. Why am I, you know, thinking like this? Lalita, you speak the truth. He causes bewilderment just like Krishna. Radha, looking again. Oh, friend, it is Krishna himself. So she's just seeing the mood and all that. She gets bewildered. Then she looks, it's a Brahmin. Then she looks more carefully, then it's Krishna. It is Krishna himself coming, dressed as a Brahmana. If it were not so, why does my heart melt? A moonstone altar does not perspire in profusion except in the presence of the moonlight. Vishaka, oh, friend, you have discerned correctly. It is Krishna only. Kundalata, oh respected Jatila, look at the two learned brahmanas, right? So then you can have Vrinda in the middle, Krishna and them on one side, Lalita and Radharani on the other, right? Because Jatila went ahead, right? To do something. And then you can have three different aspects going on at once. You know? Madhu Mangal, Jatila, I am skillful at performing worship of the sun. Therefore, first offer sugar ladus. Jatila, O fickle Brahmana, you are a friend of Krishna. Go away. This dark Brahmana boy with gentle features will engage Radha in worship. Right? You know, because it's that. Yeah, hey, wait, where are the ladus? Krishna, O elderly cowherd lady, this Brahmana is the friend of wicked... is the friend of...
the wicked.
Huh? The wicked or a wicked... the wicked cowherd prince. Oh, who is resting in the king's palace. You should force him to leave. That, so he's already mentioned that he's a friend of his. You should ask him to go. But at the same time, is of that boy who's resting in the palace. So that means he's already clarified that Krishna's not around. Krishna's in the palace... this guy's a friend, he should go. Right? Jatila, O respected Brahmana, quickly perform worship of the sun. Krishna, glancing at Radha, O auspicious girl, what is your name? Jatila in Krishna's ear, don't speak like that. Krishna, as if astonished. Oh, she is very pious. Her chastity is well known. Jatila, my chaste daughter-in-law alone protects the fame of Gokula. Krishna, O chaste woman, take the copper vessel. I will chant mantras. Radha does this while trembling. Krishna, O Radha, secretly, full of discontent. O Radha, with restless eyes and lips. O miser, throw your crooked glance for a moment. I offer respects to the sun. O Kundalata, because this will all be in Sanskrit, right?
Yes.
What unknown verse is the Brahmin boy chanting? Maru Mangal, loudly laughing. Old woman, you are an old cowherd woman. You know only how to call the cows by singing ri ri. Who are you in comparison to our Vedas? Please listen. This is an auspicious verse for women from the third chapter of the Kau Sumesh Shava Shaka of the Veda. Footnote 22. This is a verse to create friendship with women from the chapter on Kama in Cupid's section of the Vedas. But because you say that, Kau Sume Shava Shaka, you know, of the Veda, you know, then you'll think, oh, okay. Everyone smiles, right? They all know, but Jatila doesn't know. So that's the whole point. Jatila, embarrassed, let that be. Perform the worship properly so that my son will be lord of millions of cows. Krishna, O fortunate woman, the worship of the sun deity has been completed. Now with great bliss and devotion, offer the argya to the friend of the lotus, the sun shining in the sky. Footnote 23. The other meaning is offer the argya to Krishna, who is splendid with yellow cloth, who is the friend of your life. You know, that's the whole point why language has all these double meanings, the words, how you do it, how you phrase it. You know, because in one context it'll mean one thing, in another context it means something else. You know, it's just like a friend is saying something that's embarrassing or you know, something funny and that, oh, shut up, you know. But you're appreciating and all that, and they even get more inspired. But let's say it's another situation and someone's saying, oh, shut up, you know, means, you know, don't speak anymore. So that's the whole thing, is these words can have all these different meanings. And so, you know, someone complained, why can't it be just more like that? Because language is for Krishna's pastimes. Everything's for Krishna's pastimes. So it's for there. You want to play like Krishna, then you end up with language that does this. You know, and then people use it to you know, their own advantage or not. Uh-huh. Radha glances at Krishna. Krishna, O auspicious girl, the worship of the sun has been completed nicely. Now please your worshipable deity by offering handfuls of the best flowers. Footnote 25. No, we're at 24. Oh, here, we missed this. Kundalata, now offer colorful argya to the visible sun in Virgo sign. Using blossoming lotuses, Radha glances at Krishna. 24, now offer blossoming lotuses to the friend who enjoys many young girls with his lotus smile. That's the thing, the Sanskrit, depending upon how you put it. Because
yes.
You can break the words differently and stuff like that. Yes, yes, that's the whole thing. But Jatila, because it's in Sanskrit, she doesn't know.
Yes.
And that's what's even more fun, is that it's one thing is if doing this thing is she's not there, but she's there.
Yes.
And she can't understand it. That even gives even more happiness. Okay, and then, Krishna, O auspicious girl, the worship of the sun has been completed nicely. Now please your worshipable deity by offering handfuls of the best flowers. Means now offer handfuls of mental anuraga to me, inclined to play devam, whom you desire. Radha offers a handful of bokula flowers. Maru Mangal, O Jatila, give sweet rice as a donation for the worship. We have done the worship perfectly.
We means two, but it was...
Of course. Sweet rice is for him. He's come for the sweet rice. You know, like that. Krishna's come for interacting with the gopis. Srimati Radharani and the gopis. Krishna, oh, hypocritical, garrulous Brahmana, stop. My share of the donation is the friendship I have attained with the inhabitants of Gokula. Jatila, O king of the Brahmana youth, come to my house. After feeding the Brahmanas whatever food they want, I will give them gold coins and jewels. Maru Mangala, enjoy. May you have 7 sons since you desire to feed the Brahmanas sumptuously. Krishna, O elder, feed this Brahmana. I will go to Purnamasi and inform her of Guru Garga's instruction. Right, so, you know, so she says, you know, take Madhu Mangal, feed him,
yes.
You know, like that. Because one, he'll be very happy being fed, and at the same time, he can make all kinds of joking words with the gopi, you know, with Radha and Lalita. Kundalata, what is that instruction? Krishna, he said, O Purnamasi, the dear daughter of Rishabhanu is in great danger. You should protect her with special mantras at the base of the desire tree. Kundalata, aside as if in pain, O respected Jatila, by luck the desire tree is inside. Go there, send Purnamasi there, and feed the Brahmin boy. We will protect the disciple of Garga for a moment. Jatila exits with Madhu Mangal. Right, so he says, you know, because he says, oh, what was this instruction? He says, oh, you have to protect Radha and that. So he's done the puja, now he has to protect her with some mantras and all things like this. Kundalata, smiling, oh, Radha, give me some reward since I've accomplished your desire, which is difficult to achieve, right? Because she got her inspired. She told her, bring a Brahmin. She told her, do all that. And, now like that, we'll take this Brahmin, will take care of this. You go and feed this Brahmin and all these things, you know, all that like that. Radha, looking crooked, oh, Kundalata, what was my desire? Kundalata, why are you frowning? I refer you to your worship of the sun. He says, you know, why are you making this face? I'm talking about you wanted to worship the sun god. Krishna, Kundalata, worship of the sun is finished. Give the donation. Right, because Kundalata arranged, you know, so that's there. So, yeah. Kundalata, oh Radha, you should satisfy the priest knowledgeable of the sun by giving him a donation. Footnote 26. Becoming compliant, you should satisfy this person knowledgeable of love affairs by showing affection. Vishaka, smiling, oh Kundalata, since you are knowledgeable about giving donations, you should give it, since you called your cousin here as the priest. Footnote 27. You are knowledgeable of compliant women, should give him a compliant woman. We are not compliant, but stubborn. In full knowledge, you have brought a person who is most beneficial, Purohita, in giving conjugal rasa. Right, so there are all these kind of mixes. Oh, you know, you take care of this, like that. But you brought the most proper person, like that. So they're both appreciating and that. Lalita, oh Vishaka, it seems the priest has been given the desired donation by Kundalata, who then arranged the worship. Krishna, oh Lalita, she is the wife of my brother, cousin, and therefore worthy of my worship. How can I act as her priest? Radha, oh Lalita, the worship has been performed properly. What are you waiting for now? Krishna, association with Radha is like the moon, giving bliss, blossoming with a series of placeful gestures, and causing remembrance of Cupid offstage. Oh lotus-eyed, it is hard to accomplish in separation. Krishna, loudly in pain, what is hard to attain? Offstage, it is hard to find the cows, even though the cowherds look for them with great effort. Krishna, oh Lalita, take Radha to the jeweled throne while I collect the cows. Arrange my dress and come. Lalita, oh Radha, please walk ahead. Radha, oh Lalita, be merciful. I am overcome with anxiety. Twilight is almost over. My elders worry about my character. There are great rumors about me in this world. I am a chaste, honest person. Your friend is fickle, the friend of all the cowherd women. O friend, in humility, I pray, do not make me go to him alone. Kundalata, O Radha, I know about your unswerving vow of chastity. There is no need to announce it. Vishaka, with affectionate hatred. O Kundalata, is there anyone like you who is attracted to his flute at all times of the day? Verse 20. Kundalata, with a joyous smile. Being a pure mind, I give you 100 blessings at all times. O friend, may you maintain unbroken vows of chastity, so that your mind will not give up steadiness to the slightest degree when the sound of the flute filled with all sweetness is heard by your ears. All come to the desire tree. Footnote 28. Stimulation of the seed, bija, or separation from the mass is called beda. Here, since Kundalata keeps distance and agitates Radha's attachment, therefore is called beda. Right? Because then you have, you know, yeah. Because Krishna is left and then he's agitating her attachment. So then that separation is felt even more. Right? Because before you see the separation, they're trying to bring them together. But now, she's even agitating it more. Krishna entering, doe-eyed Radha, with a snare of her playful, crooked glances, has caught the deer of my heart, which has been defeated by her sweet voice. Radha, aside. O Kundalata, look at the beauty of the array of kunja berries. O gunja berry, you are known in the world for having hard body and no juice. You have a hole deep within your heart, and your face is dark with contamination. Still you play in the chest of Krishna. Attraction between people makes any fault disappear. Kundalata, softly. O Radha, tossed about by your hard breasts, how can the low gunja berry necklace remain there? Off stage. May the attractive star called Radha, astonishing in this world, remain glorious on the chest of Krishna, like the sky, casting away the rows of constellations. This star Radha derides the sun and moon with her good qualities by her beauty. Kundalata. O Vrinda, speaking of the disappearance of the sun and moon, you are ignorant of the greatness of the star, since that star is clearly superior to millions of defeated suns and is the lord of a host of moons. Footnote 29. She is also greater than the lord of Chandravali, Krishna. Two friends. You speak crookedly, falsely laughing. Why do you embarrass our dear friend Radha? Kundalata. Give up embarrassment and enter the bower. You will have good fortune. You will be supremely victorious in the arena of the battle of love. O friend, at sunrise, songs celebrating your victory will be loudly sung by your friends in front of Krishna. Footnote 30. Proper commencement of the current object is called karana. Here, narrating the beginning of the current object of pastime is known as karana. So they're saying about what is it, so bringing them together and all that and describing that. That then is karana, or the cause for it to come. Krishna, smiling. All the coolest items with sweet taste in the universe will dissipate internal thirst when drunk by thirsty persons. But the extraordinary streams of sweet beauty from the moonlight face of Radha, though drunk continually, increase the thirst even more. Verse 26. Radha sighed. Whenever I do not see his lotus face with full cheek glittering with swinging makara earrings, I experience internal fear for my elders and respect for family appears in my mind. Footnote 31. The sprouting of the seed is called udbeda. Here Radha describes by herself of her suppressed seed of attachment to Krishna. Therefore, it is called udbeda. Kundalata. O beautiful Krishna, put Radha on the jeweled throne. Lalita, O friend, people will suspect something. Therefore, stop the bracelets from jingling. Footnote 32. Stop the noise caused by Shankachuda. Shankachuda, entering, hiding behind some creepers. The young girl described by Govardhan is sitting on the jeweled throne. Understanding that this is the opportunity, I will do my job. Mm-hmm. Krishna, O beloved, for a moment decorate my chest, the sapphire abode. Radha, O prince of Gokula, it is not proper for high-class persons like you to destroy the dharma of young chaste girls. Offstage, Mukara. O granddaughter Radha, where have you been all this time? Krishna. O Kundalata, why is Mukara babbling? Kundalata. O bewilderer, how can the elders not complain when clever rogues like you cast playful glances? Mukara. Entering, seeing in front of her Radha and Krishna, she speaks to herself. This is most unfortunate. Why have you rejected the sandalwood tree and instead have offered the desire creeper to the castor oil tree? Aloud. O child, you have become the pet deer of this lusty boy. Lalita, falsely speaking. O respected Mukara, look, this Krishna is mocking us to the extreme. Mukara, O amorous boy, stop your nonsense. Krishna to himself. This old lady is cruel, I will disappear. Mukara, yelling, O Lalita, catch the rascal. Lalita, why are you now fleeing? Mukara, she runs in front, approaches the bower and scolds. By luck, I have caught you. O snake, pursuing the does. Luckily, I have caught you. Krishna to himself in fear. Mukara is who? But on paternal or maternal son? I mean, it means in her family, in her home, not in Jatila. She's not connected with Jatila. Okay, she's from Vrishabhanu or...
It was said that she's the nurse in your service house. She's the big nurse.
Ah, okay.
Yes. I think it was in the beginning.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look it up. By luck, I have caught you. O snake, pursuing the does. Luckily, I've caught you. Krishna to himself in fear. Ah, how can the blind old woman see me in the darkness? Swinging her head about, Mukara appears everywhere. Krishna to himself. Her vision is useless. Mukara, oh, this is very dark here. Krishna smiles. Mukara, going elsewhere and looking doubtfully. Now I have got you, rascal. Purnamasi has spoken correctly. You have many forms like pig and lion. Since you have come out of the bower, frightened by me with the terrifying form which blazes like the sun. Shankachuta, by luck, the most heroic boy cannot see me. Everyone looking in terror. O respected elder, run away, run away. Mukara, angrily. O Shyamala, this is not proper. Lalita, O foolish woman, do you think this ferocious thing is Krishna? Shankachuta, to fulfill Kamsa's desire, I will take away this girl on my head along with her throne. Everyone in pain. O Krishna, where are you? Okay, so we'll end here.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
She is the mother of Kirtida Devi.
Of?
Radharani's mother's mother. She is.
Oh, okay, so. Oh. So she's Radharani's grandmother. Mm-hmm.